What's up, WLTH, the region's choice and the people's voice? This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, Indiana, where we are not just another church, but we are a culturally conscious, Christ-centered church committed to the community. We are unashamedly Black and unapologetically Christian, and here I am with another afternoon after. Affirmation. So let's get started. There is a verse of scripture that is sagaciously significant for our striving through our struggles, and that verse comes from Luke, the 18th chapter, and it is in that chapter where Luke says, Jesus told them a parable that men and women should always pray and not faint. You see, in this life, there will be times where you want to throw in the towel and give up. You will encounter every now and then a rough reality of financial frustrations, career or job aggravations, health complications, critical decision vacillations, relationship agitation, and petty people's vexation. Therefore, to keep you from taking on the spirit of resignation, Jesus challenges us to always pray and never to faint. In other words, before you open your mouth to say something to someone that you can't take back, pray. Before you make a decision that could detour, delay, and derail you on your divine destiny, pray. Before you make a move in an upset state of mind that could multiply and magnify your miseries, pray. Jesus said men and women should always pray and never to give up, never give in, and never give out. The reason being is that there is a sense of perseverance in your prayers. You see, prayer is not idle, inactive, or indifferent about adversities that assault us, but your prayers are a roadmap of resistance, a strategy for struggle, and a plan of attack. Prayer is actively engaging the enemy in familiar territory. For the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. There also is peace in prayer. When the disciples of Jesus were put on the sea, it says that a storm suddenly arose and rocked their little boat. By the whirling winds and wild waves, they called out to Jesus. That's prayer. Who was asleep in the boat, and Jesus got up, spoke those three tremendous words, peace, be still. And those winds and those waves behaved at the behest of Jesus. And that African apostle Paul calls this peace we get from prayer the peace that passes all understanding. Prayer is a way to gain confidence that you are not in this battle alone. You have holy help in what may seem like hopeless situation. I want to encourage someone to know that there is a sense of persistence in prayer. There is peace in prayer, but ultimately there is power in prayer. A prayer posture is a position of power. Dr. John Kinney, the dean of the Samuel DeWitt Proctor School of Theology at Virginia Union University, tells a story about being on the wrestling team in high school. He recalled that whenever one of the wrestlers on the team would get in trouble in a match against an opponent, whenever it looked like that wrestler was about to be thrown off balance by the opponent, whenever that wrestler was about to be outmaneuvered by the opponent, or whenever that wrestler was about to be overpowered by the opponent, Dr. Kinney remembers that at that moment, when one of his wrestlers was in trouble, the coach's voice would boom from the background these words, get to your knees, get to your knees. You see, the coach had taught his wrestler that whenever you get in trouble against an opponent, to regroup, to recover, and re-engage, you must fall to your knees, because while you are on your knees, that position is so secure, the position is so stable, and the position is so strong that the opponent cannot overpower you or pin you while you are in that position. That position allows you to regain your strength, regain your wits, and gain the advantage, because it is a position of power. Beloved, I hear the coach of the cosmos saying to each of us, when life knocked the life out of you, get to your knees. When you are rattled by rough realities, get to your knees. When you are mired in the milky malaise of misery, get to your knees. Jesus said men and women ought always to pray and and never faint, never give up, and never give out. Because prayer is a position of perseverance, a position of peace, and a position of power. Let me remind someone, your life matters. So be encouraged today and live life on purpose. I'm so glad the tomb was empty. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary. God bless you and God keep you.